This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I have to tell you that after getting last week's psychic reading from Cynthia Hart Button, I don't think I've given it a lot of thought, because I've had readings before, and I think some were better than others. But I've only had one reading of anything in my entire life where I thought maybe something was accurate. Did I ever mention this on the show?
Yeah, you did.
This is the one years ago, if our listeners haven't heard, where I was involved in a business venture that wasn't working, looking to start a new life. My first marriage had broken up. So I visited a friend in Philadelphia who's a pagan, and she took out her tarot cards. She takes out her tarot cards, and there's one that signifies you're plying your trade. And I'm not much on tarot cards, but that's what she pointed to me. And I had developed a sort of profession while working in this business. I became a typesetter. And part of the reason for that is I was editing a magazine, and I wanted it to look professional, and found out their local school system had a typesetting machine, so I faked my way into it, and I taught myself. So armed with that, I had to think what to do next. But before that even happened, once she finished her reading, I promptly became exhausted and fell asleep for 2 hours. Did I mention that, Chris?
I don't recall that particular detail.
Okay. She said, of course, that she, I guess, was using my energy to come up with her reading. Anyway, I got up, went home. A few months later, I had moved to the vicinity of New York City, actually in New Jersey. A quick commute. I started getting gigs in the typesetting business, and I supported myself that way for nearly 20 years. But somewhere along the line, of course, Apple came out with a Macintosh computer about halfway into that, developed desktop publishing, and ultimately destroyed the typesetting profession. So I had to learn how to do desktop publishing. But that's the only reading that sort of at least guided me to doing something valuable and something that was productive. The other couple of readings I've had have all been just very general or completely inaccurate, or in the case of Cynthia Hart Button, it seemed to look backwards rather than forwards. And I explained that on the After the Paracast podcast, and I as soon as not prefer not to mention it again. But she was a nice lady, and she believes in good things. And saving our environment and saving endangered species is a good thing. Has she ever done a psychic reading for you, Chris?
No. In fact, I kind of forgot that she professed to have those kinds of abilities. Again, I really don't know Cynthia that well. She's so busy. I really haven't had the chance to spend a lot of quality time with her because she's just a mad woman on the move. Her husband, Charles, is a bass player who I've been involved in a number of projects with, and I know Charles much, much better than Cynthia. But the reason why I even wanted to suggest her being a guest on the show is because of her work with the White Buffalo, and also her work with Native Americans, and of course with the Standing Rock controversy, and I think a little heightened awareness in this country of Native American rights, and their kind of the custodialship, I think, of the environment goes back, you know, into prehistory. And I thought that this would be a good opportunity to kind of at least broach those kinds of subjects on the show. You know, again, I'm pretty agnostic when it comes to you know, living here in Sedona, you know, psychics are a dime a dozen, and I really don't pay much attention to that sort of thing. But I do take exception with some of our forum posters who think I've lost my rocker to have someone like her on the show and all this. if this was after the Paracast, I'd tell you where to go stick it. But I really do feel that there's room on the show to talk about prophecy, to talk about Native American rights, to talk about the environment, and to bring up subjects that have to do with what many Native peoples think is the end of this particular incarnation of humanity. And I do feel that there's something to that. Of course, I don't buy into any of it, really. I don't believe anything when it comes to this. But I do kind of have a sense that we are getting to the end of an epoch here. Things are getting curiouser and curiouser and a lot more interesting than I care to really buy into. But, you know, I do think it's important for the Paracast to broach these subjects from time to time.
And the plight of Native Americans, of course, is something the mainstream media never really covers, by the way. And I was looking at the stats here, and the U.S. population of American Indians and Alaska Natives totals 6.6 million, including those who are just part Native American, about 2% of the total population. But I think they deserve some attention other than maybe being treated as an afterthought on a TV show or something. I know there's one TV procedural on Netflix called Longmire, which is based on mystery novels about a Wyoming sheriff, and Native Americans are very, very strongly represented there, at least in terms of the plotting. I don't know about the people who actually play the roles.
Yeah, they are. They're Native American, except for Lou Diamond Phillips. He's, I don't think he's Native, but
he's got a fraction, like 1/8 Native American. Lou Diamond Phillips, of course, he was in the movie La Bamba many years ago and has become a fairly busy working character actor. But, yeah, if you look up his bio, he's 1/8 Native American.
Okay, well, I guess that rates.
By the way, it's a pretty decent show. It's not a kid show. It's something that actually was on regular cable TV, and I guess they didn't renew it. But it can be a pretty gritty show, but I really like it.
Yeah, it's been on 5 seasons.
It's season number 6 now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the guy who plays the Sheriff Longmire is actually an Australian actor who has the same name as an American actor who's no longer with us, Robert Taylor.
Right.
Very prominent.
I didn't know he was Australian.
Yes, he is.
Hmm.
Well, you can't tell anymore because you have these people from Australia, New Zealand, UK, and they come here, and you don't know that they're not American. But he's a really good actor, and the show has a lot of grit to it. You know, it's not light and airy.
Graham Greene plays a bad guy. Graham Greene, of course, has always played kind of, you know, sort of whimsical, sort of funny Native American characters. Of course, his character in Dances with Wolves is a classic. But he plays like a pretty nasty Indian casino guy and sort of pseudo drug dealer. And it's got interesting plot lines. It shows the difficulty that some counties who are in close proximity to Native American reservations, the kind of legal problems that you have doing criminal investigations, chasing people from the res onto the res, and it's interesting. I've seen all the shows. I actually quite enjoy it. It's one of the few serial shows that I've watched.
And the show is a mixture of serialized drama and resolving the plot in an episode or two. And as he says, I think it's a really good show. I really enjoy it. My wife was slow to get used to it, but has become accustomed to the fact that it's just really well done in terms of plotting. It's based on a series of novels by Craig Johnson, who is someone who lives in Wyoming in a town of 15 people. Imagine that. In any case, on this episode, we're not talking about TV procedurals, Native Americans, or anything like that. We're going to talk about a movement called Anonymous Uprising to fund an attempt at first contact. And they're trying to raise funds at GoFundMe to resolve it. Right now I'm at mixed feelings about what this is going to lead to, but we're going to figure it out. Anonymous Uprising, First Contact with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we're joined on the Paracast this week by Sean Correa, and he is the driving force behind Anonymous Uprising, which is the movement towards first contact. Now, Sean, before we go on, I wanted to ask you, first of all, about your background, kind of look at your path here. What sort of businesses have you been in, and what led you to the crazy UFO field?
Sure. So, you know, I started my combat training actually when I was 5 years old. My my mother was a diplomat. My father was in the import-export business, and my instructor was actually in charge of the secret security force in Korea. And, you know, so I've been a martial artist for 15, 20 years and an athlete, and that drew the attention of recruiters and folks in the national security business. And I actually, as I was going through college, I focused on developing my skills in the various computer sciences and engineering. And so I was intrigued in working in national security, but I wanted to take a shot at building a career in the information technology arena. So I did that, and I've had a number of entrepreneurial endeavors in that field, in the areas of online training and the areas of cyber defense. And so I've had a business career that paralleled to my career and worked in the national security field, mostly for the Department of Defense Cybersecurity Center, the DC3. I've also been a technical liaison for DARPA and IARPA, which is, your audience may or may not know, DARPA looks for new technology for military applications. IARPA is DARPA's counterpart in the intelligence community. So I spent my life developing new technologies to help our national defense, and funded a lot of those endeavors through my commercial exploits and taking highly disruptive technologies to market. Some of the neat technologies you see on the market today, like HBO Go is ours, Bill Me Later. We actually worked very closely with Tesla, Fisker Automotive, and in the alternative energy space on the commercial side. So that's kind of, I've been in this area a long time. Now, through that process, I've been exposed to a number of the projects and had, been exposed to a lot of the technologies that have been leveraged and reverse engineered for initially military applications, but they do eventually made available to private companies so they can, you know, be available for public consumption. So that's kind of my background. Now, what moved me towards this particular subject matter is I started to notice there was the public interest here was just growing exponentially. It used to be, you know, very segmented, had a pretty, you know, a specific demographic of the people that followed this stuff. And I started to see with a lot of television shows on television, like the History Channel and so forth and so on. And that got me interested in wanting to reach out and help a lot of the ufologists and subject matter experts out there. So I reached out. I've worked with some of the most famous ufologists. And what I learned was I really got into the immaterial. I got a really good idea for, you know, what was being circulated, the narratives, conspiracy theories, and so forth and so on. And just comparing that, what was on the public domain, to my own experiences. And initially, I got involved trying to help provide some expertise. A lot of the ufologists don't necessarily come from the same background and don't understand the intricacies. They're really just talking to people, trying to cultivate witnesses and so forth and so on. So I tried to bring some of that expertise to bear to try to help make more progress. Now, and what I learned was most of the ufologists examine cases, interview witnesses, from instances in the past. There was zero primary research being done. And I understand why. You know, it's difficult to do this work without funding, and to seek funding, you need to have a narrative that draws the public interest so you can sell videos and tickets to speeches and all that kind of stuff. But in large part, what I found is the interests and objectives of most of these ufologists wasn't necessarily to move the ball forward, was to just arouse the public interest, which is a good thing. I mean, that certainly helps, and that's a great idea, but it's not really helping to move this forward. And so that's kind of how the idea started. So I took a bunch of my colleagues, worked with my colleagues. We got together. A lot of them have contributed to a lot of these ufologists. So most of the information that's available in the public domain that's true, that's factual, usually comes from someone like myself or my colleagues who work in this field, folks like us that kind of guide this, guide the ufologists along in terms of how, you know, what's what. Unfortunately, a lot of the facts that are available are not as appealing as the narrative that's created by the ufologists to try to explain these things. So
before we go on, Sean, I wanted to ask you specifically, you mentioned working with certain ufologists. Which ones? Can you name a few? Let's kind of set it on the table here.
Sure. I've worked with Dr. Stephen Greer, who is the founder of the Disclosure Project.
Yeah, we know who he is, and I can understand after working with him, you might be discouraged. Go on, please.
Right. So, you know, like I said, I don't really have, you know, I don't want to say anything negative about anybody, but, you know, clearly they're doing some public service by arousing the interest of the public, but I'm just personally not interested in selling books and videos and t-shirts and stuff like that.
You're worshiping cults of personalities?
Right. One of the things that I noticed, you know, what he does or what I've observed and is what, you know, when if you go to Hawaii, you can pay a tour guide, in the springtime who will take you out and so that you can take pictures of and see humpback whales in person. It's a great thing. People enjoy it. It's a life-changing experience. After the tour, they go home. You know, they have a great story to tell their family. That's very much what I observed with a lot of the CE5 contact expeditions. People were going out and, you know, they observe an extraterrestrial orb will appear in the sky, maybe 15, 20 minutes. It's exciting. I get it. You know, you kind of, that curiosity, and then when it's satisfied and you recognize that this is real, it's a very exciting experience, but that's really where it stops. So he's more of a tour guide, in my view, based on the work he's doing, than someone who's trying to develop.
Wait a minute.
Communication.
He's the unelected, humankind's unelected ambassador to the universe. I mean, how dare you?
Let's break here, and then we'll continue that discussion, because that raises a lot of interesting possibilities. Dr. Stephen Greer, he was on the PowerCast twice in the early years. And I should say this, on the second occasion, it sounded to me like he was going to just go off on us, because he was really getting very upset.
Possibly.
We'll get into that in a moment. We've got Sean Correa. Anonymous Uprising is his endeavor. More to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors.
inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
Before we go on with Sean Correa of Anonymous Uprising, let me tell you, we've got a second radio show, which we call After the Paracast. And it is only available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. To learn more, you go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. And we offer a commercial-free version of this show. We offer the After the Paracast podcast, selected audio and video recordings from Paul Kimball's Other Side of Truth, and lots more coming. And we've added a weekly subscription for those who say $4.99 a month is too much. How about $1.49 a week? Our price, super cheap. Plus.theparacast.com. Sean Correa is responsible for Anonymous Uprising, and we were talking about the fact that he had worked with Dr. Stephen Greer. And let me point out here that if you want an example of a so-called ufologist really, really in it for himself and not really advancing UFO research, you've got the A number one numero uno example there. And we have been after him in terms of criticizing what he does for a long time. Have you worked with anyone else other than Dr. Greer?
I have, and I've indirectly provided and validated findings, done document review, validated video content or authenticated video content. In particular, an example, there was a video that went viral not too long ago. It was a video shot from the Department of Homeland Security, and this was the first government video that had been released in a number of years, at least to my recollection. And so we were responsible for authenticating that video through our connections at the Department of Homeland Security. So we've done stuff like that. Also, we've tried to organize some collaboration on some particular subjects. So well, there's a lot of groups, new age groups out there in particular that like to get some perspective. And of course, most people are pushing for some cooperation and collaboration amongst the different ufologists. So we've tried to facilitate that for a number of them. So folks like Linda Moutin Howe, Stephen Bassett, Nick Pulp are just a few.
Okay, when it comes to Linda Moulton Howe and Stephen Bassett, okay, these are not always the best examples of UFO research. Chris?
Both Gene and I have been involved in this field for decades. And I've known Linda almost 25 years, Stephen Greer longer. In fact, Linda helped train me to be a field investigator. I have a tremendous amount of respect for her body of work up until about maybe 10 years ago. And then she went off on, you know, the cult of personality deep end that everybody that you mentioned so far, pretty much P.T. Barnum, Stephen Bassett, you know, I mean, who is the guy? He has no personal history. He came out of nowhere. All of a sudden is, you know, the disclosure expert. When both you and I, Sean, know that the U.S. government's role in our culture is control, and that's what governments are about. The government does not control the UFO subject, so they will never admit that and disclose anything.
Right.
Probably a vast majority of the information is probably held in the private sector. And
just to interject a thought here, what I've literally spoken to thousands of people because I try to keep myself available to anybody who has any questions, you know, as best as I can. Obviously, I'm just one person. But when people ask questions and are curious, how, if they start getting interested in the subject matter, how can they, you know, any advice I could give them to kind of navigate through this? And I've given them some pretty straightforward advice as it relates to this. Number one, you know, a ufologist can't really be successful or make a name for themselves without creating a narrative that's unique to them to differentiate themselves from the other guy. And ultimately, that's how they hope to become popular and you know, sell their material. So what I tell people is anything you find that, you know, proposes to explain the why and the how is probably not true. So when people talk about the alien agenda, whether we're, you know, I mean, I've heard a number of different versions of this, and none of it I've seen any evidence to support it, you know, that they're here to study us and they're taking, you know, biological samples and they're, you know, all these abductions or, you know, that they're completely benevolent and they're our guardians or, you know, there's how many explanations have there been? Anybody that tries to tell you what the alien agenda is, what their intentions are, is, in my view, being as a researcher, as a scientist, as anybody who's, you know, proclaiming to report fact, is just irresponsible because it's just not true. Nobody, number one, it's not true because I can debunk their specific position on the matter. It's not true because how could you possibly know? I mean, really.
Yeah, and that's what the Paracast is all about. We're in the exact same position in terms of what we're attempting to do with the show. And, you know, here's a rule of thumb that I give people. If the person is attempting to have a career as a ufologist, and there are very few exceptions to this, but if they're attempting to pay their bills with their ufological work, in my mind, they're not to be trusted. They're compromised. They have personal agendas, and they have to come up with new and different things every 6 months to legitimize, you know, their exposure, their level of visibility. And to my mind, anybody who has a job trying to pay their bills in ufology, you shouldn't really pay much attention to them.
I agree with that 100%. That's why Anonymous Uprising, obviously, I own a private military contractor called Phalanx Security Group. PSG is a contract. We have about 300 special operators. You know, we provide security services. For the most part, my company is going to fund most of Anonymous Uprising's expeditions and overall operations. Our outreach to the public, we are, you know, going to build a platform by which we can aggregate large volumes of data and analyze and model that data in real time. That platform is, you know, going to cost a pretty penny to build and create from scratch. But we've got some really talented people that have enabled us to be able to do that at cost. So that's really what we're investing most of the capital in. If I had $1 million sitting around, that wouldn't put my company at risk. I would do it myself. And a lot of what we've done up to this point has been self-funded. But our revenue and our funding source is completely separate and has nothing to do with the mission of an honest upright. Yeah, we did it that way. Not because we didn't think that we could trust ourselves to maintain our integrity, but I just don't think it's right if you're doing something and your objective is to affect the outcome in a significant way. I don't know how you could turn around and just monetize your work. I think this belongs to everybody, and nobody should say who or who cannot participate and do their part or contribute. I don't think anybody should have the right to say that to anybody else. And I think for me, by comparison to other ufologists, our work will probably be very, very boring, because real research is a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of patience, and a lot of data, a lot of numbers to go through. And it's the kind of stuff that gets scientists excited, but probably the average person not too excited. But it's the outcome that we're trying to achieve. That's the important thing. So,
where are you getting this data that you're crunching?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to, of course, record all of our contact sessions. So we've found a way, theoretically, to use technology to replicate consciousness in a very rudimentary way.
Consciousness in a rudimentary way. We're getting into an interesting realm here. We've got Sean Correa of Anonymous Uprising. We're going to find out more of what they're doing and what the prospects might be with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is Kurt Sutherby, author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Okay, you're talking, Sean, about duplicating consciousness in a rudimentary way. I assume you're doing something with computers here. What are we talking about?
Well, what we're able to do is, it's pretty straightforward. When you, and I'm not a practitioner, right? But I do have practitioners on the team who can get into the nitty gritty, but just at a high level. So basically how it works is we can map human brain activity today. So when you map it, every brain wave, the data and the information that the brain outputs can be replicated and then broadcasted using technology. Now you got to remember, we're going at this, it's not like communicating with another culture who speaks another language, okay? This would be like trying to communicate with an ant, right? So it's challenging to master communicating complex ideas to an ant. So we have to use a very simple communication that we can broadcast and that gets reciprocated in a format that we can understand. And then from that, we can build on it and try to communicate more complex ideas to the point, if we get really good at it, we master it, we can get to the point where we can actually have what we would consider almost a conversation to try to reach some basic understanding of what we're dealing with. I mean, we have no concept of what their likes, their loves are. A lot of people that, you know, that fall into trying to explain their intentions fail to recognize that we can't even begin to understand what their politics are, what their point of view is. It could be completely different than, you know, we're trying to make them more relatable to us in an effort to understand them. And I think that's probably an error. I think we should just start from scratch and assume that they're nothing like us.
Okay, sure. So we're assuming a lot of facts here. We're assuming that UFOs represent visitations by an extraterrestrial race. And obviously there are skeptics, sure, out there who don't go that far. And when you look over the UFO field through the years, you'll see evidence of certainly intelligent control. You'll also see evidence in the early sightings, as someone who has worked as a military contractor would probably realize, evidence that we had our own stuff going on there in the early days of the UFO field, in terms of test aircraft and so forth and so on. But on what basis do you conclude that we are being visited by E.T.?
I believe that we're visited by E.T. I also believe that there's interdimensionals, there's indigenous species to our planet that are here that we're just not, that we don't see, but who have been here with us. We've seen evidence of that. So it's really like this. There isn't just one fish in the ocean. So if you imagine yourself exposing all the different things you see, they're all very, very different. And a lot of the traffic that we see in the sky is frankly, that's exactly what it is based on the behaviors we've recorded. They're just traffic, just passerbyers. Some we believe that have been here and are here for a while and that we see on a recurring basis. We don't have a catalog of the different species or the different phenomena in order to create discernible differentiation between them to try to focus on any one. So we're really kind of starting from scratch. And hopefully we can try and communicate in a way that resonates with at least one of them. So we can use that as a starting point. And we don't think that, we could be 5 years down the road and not know a whole lot more, but at least get some fundamental questions answered. And I think that was in and of itself be enormous progress, but it's just so complex and so, so broad in scope. It's really hard to, provide any clear factual confirmation in any one area. That makes sense.
Well, what you're saying here is I think they could be thus and so, but I didn't ask you that. I asked you on what basis you conclude that any of those answers is correct. E.T., interdimensional, some kind of lost civilization on Earth or a breakaway civilization. Let's go through each one. Okay? E.T., how do you conclude that any of these so-called craft are E.T.?
Well, my personal, what I know to be, true based on what I've observed, I worked on a project designing microsatellites specifically designed to track, to observe, and to, in some instances, disable craft that were in our system, in our solar system. And so if there's indigenous species or interdimensionals that are, occupying our solar system, and they're not extraterrestrials, that's possible. But all the evidence that I've seen suggests that they are, in fact, extraterrestrials. They could very well be from our solar system or outside our solar system. I don't know. But based on what I've seen personally,
which particular satellite
a strong suggestion that they...
Which particular satellite system are you referring to?
Well, we worked on the boards, the technology that went into the satellites. Where it went from there and how it was... how many went into production and how many they actually put into play, I don't know. I only know from our initial, the initial launch of the first satellite that we put out there under, coincidentally, Project Phalanx, which is really what inspired me to call my company Phalanx, is what I'm referring to. And the specific capability that we installed was a technology which we call LSDF, and location specific digital fingerprint. It's a technology that enabled us to temporarily disable systems in their craft so that they could so they could use that technology for a controlled descent so that they wouldn't destroy or harm the occupants, but could bring them in for closer study. And this is really also used as a fail-safe defense system, just in the case of the worst-case scenario, from what we were told. But that's what I know.
All right. I understand this is really fascinating, but I'm still not getting an answer here. You're telling us how you're doing something, but you're not telling us what evidence there is that what is being seen is extraterrestrial. Can you be more specific?
Well, other than what I just told you, that is based on what I've seen. That would be my conclusion. I could be wrong, but when I observe, in my view, you know, craft that occupy space and in between space in our solar system, we've observed, the assumption could only be that they're extraterrestrial if they're not ours. If they are terrestrial, sophisticated technology, that's a possibility, like I said. But just based on what I've told you and what I understand, my guess is that they are for sure extraterrestrials.
What characteristics specifically do you see that structured, point? Go ahead.
Well, structured craft, technology that has, you know, advanced propulsion systems that enable them to travel through space, that enable them to, you know, to do what we observed them doing versus interdimensional technologies, which don't really have structure. Those orbs and those craft partially materialized and almost opaque. And we believe, you know, that appears to be technology used to travel between dimensions. So we think the more structured crafts were designed specifically for space travel. So, and a lot of the interdimensional sightings, in some cases, even appear to be actual beings. So it's not even a craft per se that partially materializes. It looks like it's a being. It looks like it's some kind of a life form and not a craft. Which is interesting.
Have you ever heard of a UFO researcher, and we'll have to go into our next segment on this, named Trevor James Constable, who wrote a book called They Live in the Sky? He talked about some UFOs being living beings, and that's what you bring up, and that's why we're going to ask you more about some of the things you've discovered and try to get some more information. We do have to break in a moment, sir. We have to break in a moment, and then we'll get back to this. Of course, we're talking to Sean Correa. The project is Anonymous Uprising, and we're focusing our attention very much so on the evidence that convinces him that we're being visited by ET and to some degree by interdimensional beings and maybe by those from a breakaway civilization. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.